From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Sick of recycled content? Same beats, same talk. Nothing new? Make the switch to NPC Radio, where gospel meets creativity, where stories change lives, where faith has a voice. Real music, real people, real impact. Don't just listen, experience it. Find your sound at npcproductions.com/shows.
Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. We are Power of Faith.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom.
Yes, so yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into MPC and the Church MPC Radio. My name is Isaac Katarieva. I love you guys so much, so much. Thank you so much for listening to MPC and the Church. We are here once again, and we have so many people in the building. I'm happy every time we have new people, new faces, and today we are blessed to have two new members. There are three. Let me see. Yeah, there are three. But as if he was around yesterday. He was here. Two new members. But thank you so much for tuning into MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. And right now I'm going to request our newest member, number one, to give us the opening prayer. Please go ahead. Take it. Take the blessing. Take that blessing. You're being shy when people are seeing you on radio. Come on. All right, let's go then.
On this show, Heavenly Father, give us courage and boldness into speech, Heavenly Father. Please bless all the people watching and all the people listening to us in the powerful name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you so much for that nice prayer. And we have more coming in. So we're going to kick it off right now. This program is called the Radio Assessment Program, and we do quiz, we do tests offline. When we are off air, we do some tests sometimes. And now that people are in their exams, I'm going to start by asking them how their day was, how the exams have been yesterday, how was it? The guys who didn't come by yesterday, we do a chap, then we go for the questions. And warning, this is boss level quiz. Boss level, you meet their boss. This episode is actually called Meet the Boss. Meet the Boss. And for everybody out there that would like to listen in and you don't know how to, you can just go to npcproduction.com/shows and you'll get each and everything, the past shows, the live ones like this one, and then you'll enjoy your life with healthy entertainment. Okay, now we're going to start from their introduction and then we'll move over. Introduction, please.
My name is Avnak de Margaret in S2.
Nice to meet you, Margaret. I hope you come by tomorrow as well.
My name is Trevor Agin Simpia from 2 Students, Ganga Secondary Educational School.
Nice to meet you too, even if you didn't say it. Listen, I know her, but she has to say her name for the people out there.
Hello, people. My name is Karen Jester, the one as usual in this place. So I'm happy to be online with you again.
And we are happy to have you here as well, Esther.
My name is Mary Daniel.
One?
Form one boy.
Hey, form one, eh? Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Let's go, let's go.
My name is Samak, a student of Namgo Secondary Education School. I'm happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you as well.
My name is Sium Leleja, form one, Namgo Secondary Education School. Thank you for listening.
And then lastly,
good afternoon, everyone. My name is Emil Lukondo. I just want to thank you for tuning in on NPC.
Yeah, and yes, thank you for tuning in. And I would like to do it again once more, please. Thank you so much for tuning in to NPC Online Church. Now, we are going to kick off. But before we start, I would like to state the rules once more. For the guys who knew the rules, it's okay. For the ones who didn't, they go like this. Each question is 5 marks. Yeah? When we finish a round and there is only one person with 5 marks, we give you guys a chance to level. And if you fail to level him or her, the round ends. If anyone levels, we have a tie round between those two tires or three. Whoever that will be tying, they will be in a round together. And we have the chance to sort it. Now, in case the ties keep tying, tie, nothing is going back, we keep it for the next day. But it is on a very rare note. Very rare, eh? So I know that this is going to end just the same way it has started. I trust that you guys are very smart. You're going to pass all these book questions. And we are going to move over. So, we have started right now, and I'm about to read the first question. So if you guys have any experiences to share, like how your day was, how your exams were, you can tell us.
Starting with me. Yeah, yesterday was a good day because I did my entrepreneurship paper and biology. Yeah. So they were nice, very nice. I felt a relief after doing them because most especially biology gives me hard time, and I thank the Lord because I finished it and I believe I've gotten great.
Yeah, thank you so much for that experience. And Cynthia, what do you have?
So my day has been great, fine. Only that I'm just scared about my marks. I'm never really seeing my marks. You just have pressure, like.
You don't have to fear.
No, it's just, I'm a bit scared. I just don't know, because anyway, I won't judge the paper, but no, I just fear.
Your confidence should come from the fact that you know that you read your books.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it should come from there. What do you think, Maggie?
For me, my idea was good because all the papers were easy.
You see, they were easy. Three is only. Yeah?
I believe because.
Yeah, that's good. She knows she read. She's sure. That's the kind of attitude I need, and everyone is going to breed that attitude, I know. Because when you live together, you start building each other. Eh? That is why I'm pulling you guys closer for us to be a community like this. When we are batch, we'll grow up together like. I don't know how to explain it. Do you know the saying, Agalia wa muge gaya gigalu menyama? Have you ever heard that? Yeah?
No.
Okay, in short, if you have one tooth in your mouth, you cannot eat meat. You need the whole set.
Yes.
You understand? Yeah, it's Luganda for that English version you just heard. Agalia wa muge gigalu menyama. So, once you guys come together like this, you learn. Someone is going to be copying. Please give me the, I may give you a question which is there, and you get all the answers by yourself.
My best passage.
And I don't even know what's happening. What is here?
A passage, a Kiswahili paper.
Give me the passage. I'm the only one with papers in this session. What if you came with Kasasi? I don't tolerate. So you guys, you can share your examination experience before we go for the boss level quiz. You guys know how much fire is coming, so you should be calm, but not that calm.
Okay. For me, my paper as well, okay? First, the chemistry, I'm very strong, but I have a 3.
That's perfect. I also expected a 3 from chemistry, especially from our studio members. So if a studio member is saying that, that is enough. It's enough for the future, because he can help many other people in discussions. In case you have a problem and you use class, he can sort that out for you. And then we grow together, just like we have said. Anyways, guys listening in, before we start this off, we are at Namgongo Pentecostal Church, Children's Welfare Mission, and we are here for you, giving you all the best in gospel music, entertainment, and so much. Even you get blessings when you're here. We have service, we have so much going on. All you have to do is to tune in on mpcproductions.com/radio, or you can go to mpcproduction.com/shows. Anywhere you go, anywhere you like, you get us. Now guys, boss level is starting. This episode is called Meet the Boss. Okay? Very good. First question is going to you, Maggie. I hope you're ready.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, you sound ready. I believe you. Sound ready. Okay, you're listening?
Yeah.
You are listening?
Yeah.
You have exactly 5 seconds once you're done listening to the questions, okay? Because after 5 seconds, these guys are going to snap their fingers and take your answer. Your 5 marks, and you'll be at disadvantage, eh? Okay, now we're starting. A boy kicks a football 10 meters, and it comes back to him without anyone touching it. How? Five seconds are going. You have 3 left now. Do you need the question once again? Because she has the answer.
Because a bow.
Should I repeat the question?
Mm.
A boy kicks a football 10 meters and it comes back to him without anyone touching it. How? 5 seconds, you've had way too much time now. Now it's 3, 2, 1. You have the chance, Cynthia.
It bounces at a wall or something.
What?
It bounces at a wall and comes back to you.
Nah, no one touched it. That means no wall was involved either. Second
it,
one.
So he kicked it up.
Yeah, he got the answer.
Came
he
back it down.
It just came back down to him. You see? Yeah. The questions are very simple. All you have to do is think. He kicked it up 10 meters and then it came back to him. Now, Mark has at least. It came back. He didn't touch anything. No one touched it. Mark was just sharp. No, Mark is at advantage now because he has 5 points from a question that is not his. That means his question is coming and he already has 5 points. Eh? Okay, now we are going just like that. And we are moving over to you, Cynthia. You have the chance to steal anyone's question. If you see they are being slow and you know the answer, you redeem your 5 points, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, now we are going, eh? We are going to the next question. Okay, this one is money logic, eh? Okay? Money logic. Let's see how she handles her money. You're listening? A border rider charges 2,000 shillings. For a trip, a man gives him 10,000. The rider has no change and the man doesn't wait. What happened? A border rider charges 2,000 for a trip. A man gives him 10,000. The rider has no change and the man doesn't wait at all what happened.
He sits on the boat and goes, then receive the change at that destination.
No. Remember, this man doesn't wait. It means they separate at that very point.
He goes without pay.
No, it never happens anywhere. That's the wrong answer. You have the chance to redeem it.
I've got the right left him.
Oh no. It's the wrong one. More logic, anyone? Should I roll it invalid? Okay, you have a second chance.
I looked for that change.
Oh no, they just separated immediately after.
Pardon the question.
The question is, a border rider charges 2,000 shillings for a trip. This man gets off the border and gives him 10,000 shillings. He has no change. But still, the man doesn't wait. The man moves and the business is complete anyway. He had no change, but business was complete and they parted ways nicely.
He just left it for him to keep that change.
Are you sure that's the final answer you guys have? I move over to the real answer.
Yes.
Because I wanted you guys to pass this question.
Yes, move over to the real answer. So, you're all stuck.
He used mobile money to pay for the ride. $2,000. He used mobile money, he paid for the ride. And the other guy continued. He was like, I have no change. He was, hey, you have no change for 10,000. You don't have 8K. Okay. Let me clear it. We proceed. That was easy as well.
I had it in my mind, but I doubted.
You see, doubt. You don't doubt with logic. When you're being logical, drop the answer. When you're being logical, drop the answer.
Is this sure? No. So I went to a wrong one.
You see? You doubted yourself. Now we are going for the next question. It goes to you, Esther. This is a very perfect question for you. Are you listening?
Hope is not hard.
It's very easy. Are you listening?
Yes.
According to the Bible, who was the first person to sin?
According to the Bible,
who was the first person to sin?
Jude.
What? 5 seconds now. 3, 2, 1. She's snapped first. You go.
Eve?
Nah. Last try before it's invalid. Who snapped first? You or you?
Surely it was.
No, you're taking all my choices away.
Okay.
Nah. Last chance before it's invalid.
Saturn.
Yeah, that's the correct answer. That's the correct answer. You see, she got the points back. She got the points back. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. You got your 5 points back. Yeah, you get them back. Now you're back. You're on level with Mark. In case the game is to end right now, the tie will be between you guys, eh? Then we shall see who survives. The correct answer is Satan or Lucifer, because he committed the first sin and he got cast out of heaven. Now for you, I have a hidden pattern math logic question. Math logic. Are you listening?
Yes.
If 2 plus 2 is equal to 8 and 3 plus 3 is equal to 18, what is 4 plus 4?
Pardon?
If 2 plus 2 is equal to 8 and 3 plus 3 is equal to 18, what is 4 plus 4? Still waiting.
If
2 plus 2
is 8,
and
3 plus 3 is 18,
and 3 plus 3 is 18, what is 4 plus 4? Should I move the question, please? Is it too much?
is 8.
The 8 is already 2 plus 2.
8 is already 2 plus 2.
Yeah, in this pattern that we are dealing with. I told you it's a hidden pattern.
Oh?
We are dealing with a pattern. It can be
it
any kinds of numbers. Nah, 27 is wrong. That is the best chance you had. I had marks now first. 32 is the correct answer. Thank you so much, Mark. You have 10 points now, even before you get your question. Is that correct? That is so nice. It's so fun. It has. Have you seen the pattern?
Yeah, I have.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen.
Huh?
Yeah,
you've seen
it?
Yeah, that's where it came from. That is where it came from. 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, and 4 times 2 is 8. 3 plus 3 is equal to 6, and 6 times 3 is 18. 4 plus 4 is equal to 8. 8 times 4 is 32. You heard that? That is the pattern, and he recognized it. So, he is new in the game for today, but Esther Nyangoma has gone for choir practice, divine choring, and now I'm going to allow the gentleman is going to step in, Benja, with no mean. If you want both of them to be together, they will have to fight. Eh? It's either mean or Benja. What do you like, Benja?
Benja.
Huh?
Benja.
That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. So, the next question is for Mark. Right? If Mark wins, it's automatically his, but we shall give a chance for another round of questions so that in case Maggie beats hers, it kind of balances. You get it? And you try to chase like two more questions, maybe, but if he gets this one, it will be almost game over. Almost. There will be only one more question left, for us to get the second person, because it has been amazing results. Today has been very nice. He has met their boss, Mark, today. So this logical question is for you, Mark. Listen and listen very well, Okay? Are you listening?
Yeah.
I am tall when I am young and short when I am old. What am I? I am tall when I am young and I'm short when I am old. What am I?
It's a person.
5 seconds.
Person.
What? You've never seen a tall old man.
Pardon?
I am tall when I'm young and short when I am old. What am I? Okay. I think it's game over now. You have a chance. Anyone snap? Anyone snap? Why invalid question? Would you like it to be invalid? I give you the answer. You snapped.
A tree.
Nah.
A flower.
A what?
Flower.
Nah. Invalid question.
Yeah.
Okay, one more chance. One last chance. One last chance.
Awesome.
Hey. She has never seen a big tall cassava that is old. But it's understandable. Nobody? Invalid question?
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be enraged when you hear the answer. Kando. When it when it burns, it goes down. A new one is tall. And the old one is really short. Very logical question. And you guys just missed that. Anyway, it was his question and he missed it. That means you have a chance to tie with him and have the final round. Or any of you guys has the chance to tie with her and we keep going and see if Mark takes the last 5 for 15, Okay, now we're going to another question. If you guys listen very well, I promise you're going to pass all these questions. They're very easy. They're not difficult at all. And I trust you guys. You're very smart. Now, next is Elijah. Elijah, how you doing? You good?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Even my friend Bo has a question to answer, because she has added herself to the roster. Even Kelvin must join. I know he came a bit late, but we must add those names to the roster. Are you ready, Elijah?
Yes.
Okay, now listen. A man's mother-in-law has only one daughter. That daughter's husband is the man. What is his relation to the mother-in-law? A man's mother-in-law. This guy's mother-in-law has only one daughter. The daughter's husband is the man. What is the relationship of that man to the mother-in-law? 5 seconds are almost over. And Mark badly wants to close this. He's done with you guys. He's done with scratching his head. You have the chance. Nah. He is the son-in-law. That is correct. He has closed it. Oh my goodness. It has still ended. So I hoped that Kelvin would play this game, but it has not reached him, even Bo. So you guys, he's already champion right now. But now let's do second place, because he has 15 points. When you have a mother-in-law, you are her son-in-law.
I
can't be
too complicated, and then you're like the daughter.
It sounds complicated.
Like, this is how you died, fudged everything, and just made the brain confused.
There was a tornado inside the head.
You have just been directing your
school boss level quiz. You need to listen good. If you don't listen, you fail. If you listen, you get it. Okay? So the key is listening. The key is listening and thinking. Because you have a whole 5 seconds to think after the question is said. So you'll be thinking when you are hearing it, and then you ponder it in those 5 seconds, and I'm sure you'll be having it right. So now we're going for, like, I'm going to give a crossfire now to get the best out of the rest. Mark, you're not in this round, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're already champion, eh? You're the champion for the first time, and congratulations to you, bro. I hope you do this tomorrow the same way. Because today you have been very electric. I like that. You are quick. You first ate up some questions that weren't yours. You made 10 points even before your own points came in. And you even failed yours, but you still ate up some other person's question, which is also very nice and interesting. I like that. Thank you so much for listening to MPC and Church. We are always going to be here for you. The nice content is always never going to stop. And right now, we are going for the final round. It's going to be crossfire. Crossfire is like this. When you hear the question and you know the answer, be the first one to snap. You get? Snap. But now you're going to snap like this, because I need to see the first hand that got up. Eh? You understand? If you snap from down, I may hear, but I won't know where it came from. Eh? So to solve it, let's do this. Let's do this. Eh? Okay, now we go for the crossfire. Eh? Crossfire, crossfire. Are you listening? This goes to all of you. Crossfire. A person asks you for a lift. You are driving a lorry full of stones. Are you allowed to give them a ride?
No.
That is correct. She took the 5 points, and she already had 5, eh?
32.
Yeah. And we have closed the round just like that. That was quick as well. That was quick. Thank you so much for listening to MPC and Church MPC Radio. And I am grateful that you guys have tuned in all the way to the end. And I know that Maggie is now ready for a closing prayer, because last time she was nervous. And now she can't be nervous by all means. Please humble yourselves and go through the prayer as we close.
Lord, we thank you for helping us in this quiz. I hope that you help us tomorrow. Help us too. We thank you for enabling us to.
Amen.
Yeah, okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Maggie, for that nice prayer. I'm sure you're going to keep working on it. We also used to pray like that at some point, but you get it. You know the things God has done for you, and you know better, and I know He's going to make you stronger every other day of your life, eh? Thank you so much for coming by, and thank you guys so much for participating in this nice, wonderful quiz. It's going to be live on npcproductions.com/shows and on npcproductions.com/radio, eh? So you can just listen. And even you guys, when you go to holidays, eh? Type NBC Radio, and then you go to the very first search result, and you get all this, eh? You'll be listening in, you share that, you share this, and you shall also be doing live shows when you guys are home, eh? So you stay tuned in as well. Alabe, thank you so much for listening to NPC Online Church. We love you so much. We love you very, very much. We are Power of Faith. And this is the best radio you can ever find yourself at. You don't want to see yourself at any other station. So don't go anywhere. Bye-bye.
From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Sick of recycled content? Same beats, same talk. Nothing new? Make the switch to NPC Radio, where gospel meets creativity, where stories change lives, where faith has a voice. Real music, real people, real impact. Don't just listen, experience it. Find your sound at npcproductions.com/shows.
Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. We are Power of Faith.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom.